There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Tomorrow night, it's the Emmys. What's going to win? Is Westworld going to get... No, I couldn't care. I think award ceremonies are a complete waste of time. Totally subjective.
You would
I don't
the Jim
know
Carrey
how.
Approach.
No, I don't get how you can say... With the Oscars, for example, this film's better than that film. The criteria is just beyond me. So I've always thought, I get that it's glamorous and all that, and that's fine. You know,
any excuse to dress up.
Yeah, but, you know, well, as you can tell...
Any opportunity I get to get you from the uniform into alternate clothing, I will take.
Not happening. But I am interested in to see who wins, because as much as anything, at the moment, TV is kind of almost taking over from the cinema in terms of the quality of television. So that's interesting.
And this time of year, generally TV is better, because they don't put the best stuff on in the summer, because most people are out doing things. So it tends to improve a little bit this time of year. So
it does.
I like that.
I mean, how long is it since The Night Of? I know you liked that, didn't you, The Night Of?
No, I don't even know what that is. I think that was someone else that liked
that. Is
that
somebody else?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know, I haven't got a clue who I was talking to now. Did you not see The Night Of?
No, I don't even know what it is.
Oh, man, Riz. Oh, Sonal, have you seen The Night Of?
I haven't seen that one, though I've heard of it.
Oh, dear. Okay, so guy wrongly imprisoned. It's one of those really, it's a really, really odd story. You have to see it, otherwise I'll give it away, but that's worth watching. But it seems like ages since that, but that is, of course, up this year with Westworld and Atlanta and loads of other stuff. That's tomorrow night. I just wanted to mention that because TV is so much better than it was, it seems.
Yes, and with the advent of things like Netflix and Amazon making their own television content, I think it's really improved the standards.
Okay, let's talk about something completely different. Having a credit score will make it easier for business in the UAE to secure loans from banks. Seems pretty straightforward, but that's according to the country's official credit scoring body, which has recently started issuing commercial credit scores to all companies. It's the Etihad Credit Bureau says that scores are going to be updated on a monthly basis, with data constantly being processed and entered into the system. CEO was on the Business Breakfast this morning, Marwan Ahmed Lutfi. He's been explaining which businesses stand the most to gain from having a credit score against their name.
The availability of a credit bureau and a credit score for commercial companies help SMEs access capital. And I think that is something that SMEs can demonstrate, how loyal they are and how frequent they are in their payments towards their obligations, so that they can basically convince and influence banks to actually understand their businesses better.
Okay, so how do you go about calculating a business's credit rating?
We will actually calculate the telecommunications data, so whether you pay or do or it's odd bills on time, rental obligations, companies or individuals, and all of these will build into creating a payment behavior pattern, and that really contributes to the behavioral score that we generate.
That's the CEO of Etihad Credit Bureau, Marwan Ahmed Lutfi. He was on the Business Breakfast earlier this morning with Richard, Malcolm and Brandy. Now, you may have seen these today.
Yes, the school speed emojis. This is something I know they're going to be discussing on the agenda tomorrow morning with Vasti and Tom. So if you are interested in this and do have an opinion, do get in touch with them tomorrow. It's that motorists here in Dubai split whether or not an interactive feedback system aimed at encouraging drivers to slow down around schools will make a difference. So if you haven't seen it, it's kind of emoji smiley faces. Green if you've been a good boy, and red if you're not being so good. So the Roads and Transport Authority have unveiled a new system which will flash digital emoticons based on how fast someone drives past a school. Motorists who are driving at safe speeds will be greeted with the green smiley faces, while those who are bad and going too fast will receive angry red frowns. Mohammed Suleiman from the ARN News Centre asked motorists if they thought the new initiative would make school zones safer for children.
No, because they have a similar technique back in England, where I'm from. Like, all the different villages have these same things in place, where like people drive past with a smiley face or an unhappy face, and it doesn't make any difference at all.
What will make a difference? If there is a problem of people speeding around schools, what will make a difference?
Well, speeding cameras, actual fines, but also, I'm not sure what they're called, but they're like bollards either way. So it effectively makes the road a one-way. Cars on the left side have to wait for the cars to come through on the right side, so they have to wait. Right. I mean, it does slow down the traffic a lot, but it does stop any speeding at all outside of schools. That's what we use quite a lot.
It's unfortunate that parents need to be told to slow down in such a cute way, but I think the initiative is really interesting and unique. It's obviously a talking point now, right? So it will drive home the point that, you know, you have to slow down. Having said that, I think parents should be setting examples for their children. They don't need to be told. It's common knowledge. I mean, you're going to drop your child off to school, so you must follow traffic rules.
The other side of this is, if you have kids in the car, you know, it's particularly younger children, and you get a green smiley face, that's going to register perhaps more with the child than the adult, and hopefully you get a case of the child influencing the adult here. Oh, daddy, mummy, you were a good mummy, daddy, whatever it is, and you got the green smiley face. Maybe that will register slightly more than, oh, just ignore the sign.
I think it's about putting the message into context, though, isn't it? So it is around schools. Children will look at the smiley faces. It's thinking about the impact of the speed, because some people generally, as we've heard over and over again, don't leave enough time, running late, and then you end up going a bit faster than you need to. And I think just putting it into the context might help a bit more.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.